Hey, good morning, listeners. Welcome back to Hanging Out With Us with Pearls and Swine. It is Travis and Nate from Evangel. Happy first day of school for a lot of our kids out there and our students, huh, Nate?
Yeah, that's after Labor Day, and we're getting back in the whole swing of the groove of being in school and all those like schedules and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yay.
Summer's over. It's harsh, harsh. That's true.
I don't know. I mean, this is an exciting time of year for a lot of kids. I typically wasn't one of those kids when it was back to school time. I don't know about you.
I mean, I was like super anxious. I really didn't want to go back. I love summer so much. We'd like swim in the pool all summer. Growing up in Virginia where it's hot, you just jumped in the water to keep from melting. So, yeah, I mean, at school, going back to school is always hard. And when you saw like all the like notebooks and pencils and all the folders and stuff in Walmart, you're like, no, where did summer go? But I was thinking about back to school, and like the whole purpose of school, of course, is to get knowledge, education, get wisdom, that kind of stuff. And the Bible talks about a number of those things, that it's important to get wisdom. Proverbs in particular talks about that quite a bit. Proverbs in one verse says it's more important than gold to get wisdom and to seek it more than silver. And so kids, you're doing the right thing by getting on the school bus or your mom and your dad dropping you off at school this morning, and hit those books hard and yeah, learn.
Yeah, I think school, I mean, there was some fun aspects to looking towards the fall, right? Because school sports always kicked up and those were exciting. I thought they were exciting. but I mean, like, there's some fear that comes with every school year of the unknown and how things are going to change. There's some anxiety, like you said, that comes up. I remember my first day of kindergarten, and I didn't grow up around here. I remember it because it was traumatic for me. We had to take a shuttle bus, so you got on the bus at your house, they picked you up, and then you went over to the elementary school in the morning. That was a piece of cake, no problem. You know, they pinned the little thing to your shirt back in those days so that they knew where to take you if you missed your stop. So we got dropped off at the elementary school. The day was okay. I had a really awesome teacher. We had sweet little car track to push our Matchbox cars around. It was awesome. Kindergarten was great. Milk breaks, nap time, it was fantastic. But going home was another story. So you had to leave this awesome place and try to figure out as a 5, 6, 7-year-old how to get home by yourself for the first time ever. There was no practice runs, no nothing. And our school would take all the elementary schools, there were three of them, to the middle school, and that was like the hub then where all the buses parked. And so you got your shuttle bus from the elementary school to the middle school and then had to figure out where the heck you were going from there. That was traumatizing. I almost missed my bus the first day. Like, I was just about in tears, and you don't want to cry in front of all the middle schoolers as a little kid, and even as a kindergartner, you realize that. But I had to ask around. I got on, like, 3 or 4 different buses, and they were all just, like, pointing me down to the next one, because, I don't know, in Wisconsin, maybe they don't care for their kids like they do in the UP. But I finally figured out what bus I was supposed to go to, and I just sat in my seat, scared as could be, and just hoped that they'd bring me home. And my stop was one of the last ones on the route. So, like, I'm just sitting there and watching all these kids get off. I'm like, I may not make it to see tomorrow. I might have to sleep on the bus. I don't have enough peanut butter and jelly sandwich left to make it through the night.
So we'd encourage the parents today, and some of them facing their kids' first day of school and all the trauma there. But
yep. Things have changed. I mean, back then, like, parents didn't take their kids, you know, and drive them to school like they do now. Like, my wife will take our kids and drive them the mile to school, and I'm like, you guys can walk or ride your bike. So, times have changed, kids. Enjoy it. So, yeah, school is important. Wisdom is important. And I think of being a parent of my own, and of 2 of my 4 kids are back in school. You know, it's nerve-wracking for them, but as parents, it's also a bit nerve-wracking. You touched on, like, getting back in the swing of things and back into the schedule and so much less of just being able to have some of that freedom that summer offers. And school's not always an easy place for our kids. Whether you're in elementary school, middle school, high school, or a college student, there's some challenges that we face, right?
Sure. I think of just some of the social pressure, like having friends and, you know, sometimes you get into arguments, sometimes you have disagreements with friends. Sometimes there's just conflicts that develop, and that can make school difficult, whether, you know, it could be just really struggling with getting a hold of certain concepts and things that you're studying in school. That can be fairly traumatic. It could be life outside of school is a lot harder. So you're kind of distracted and you can't really, you know, focus your attention like you need to in order to grasp the stuff that's being talked about. And so that can make school very challenging and difficult. So there's a lot of things that mm-hmm. kids face in going to school. As we think of how can we best prepare, how can we be ready, the Bible talks about depending on God mm-hmm. For, you know, uncertain things. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We might have a schedule, we might have a plan and all that stuff, but ultimately the future is in God's hands. And being able to, you know, have your plans yet holding them loosely, knowing that God ultimately loves us and will lead us in the way that is best for us is a very comforting thing in facing all those uncertainties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know one of the biggest things as we adjust for my family having some younger kids in school is that, you know, that transition from summer and all the freedom that offers and the flexibility, and then they jump back in right away to 8 hours a day of structure and having to constantly be on with behavior and thinking through their assignments and the problems that you just face as a kid. Like, school's not easy. You put kids in a social setting and you've got bullying to deal with. You've got just social anxieties, trying to figure out how to fit in and what, you really, where your spot is in the chain of command there amongst your peers. So we've recognized that the first few weeks, even a couple months, are really essential at our house when our kids come home. Behavior becomes an issue. And it's really not as an excuse for them, but they're tapped out with what they have left to really focus in on and pay attention. And so the first few moments that the kids are home, usually I'm not home. My wife does a really good job, though, of just checking in with them, see how their day was, and then giving them some space before they have to tackle, like, homework and things, or if they have to tackle chores, but just giving them some of that decompression time. You know, we found that in the past, if we ask a lot out of them right away, obedience is less than stellar.
Yeah, that's and good so, now.
So that's one of the things that we've learned. But with kids going back to school and being parents, there are things that we can do to help them out. And you touched on this a little bit. I think the biggest thing that we as parents can do for our kids is be praying for them, praying that they're going to stand firm in their faith, because there's a lot of things out there that clamor for their attention, that pull and push on them to sway from where they stand firm in their foundation, in their love of Jesus. What are some tips maybe that you have for kids to be able to stand firm? I know you deal a lot with youth group and you deal with kids ministry here at Evangel, so you see some of that stuff right on the front lines.
A lot of it for our kids, I like to tell them, you know, spend some time in God's Word. Mm-hmm. Spend some time in prayer. If you're spending time in God's Word and really filling your mind with that, it's so much more helpful. And if you're praying through situations that are really struggling, taking your mind and distracting you, or that are just really difficult and you're wrestling with, you know, it seems like more than not, the Holy Spirit either calms you down and helps you get through, or, you know, God intervenes miraculously. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I see that over and over again when students come to me with things. And yet, I think oftentimes we feel like we have it on our own, and our kids are the same way. It's like, oh, no big deal. Just go to school, hang out with my friends, and we kind of forget that spiritual element, and, mm-hmm. and that can get us into trouble quickly. So, yeah, I mean, those are kind of the simple, easy, basic things. You know, one thing that I would like to encourage parents is talk to your kids a little bit. I like that idea of giving them some space, but, you know, debrief with them. Mm-hmm. How did school go? And you probably need to prod a little bit, because yeah. I know my initial reaction when my parents were asking me that was, oh, it's good. Nothing to report. Yeah. Kind of the same old, yeah. same old. I was like, oh, well, what'd you learn? Like, tell me some highlight of the day, like, how was recess, or was there something unique that you weren't expecting today? You know, use some of those extra questions to probe and show your kids that you're interested in what they're doing, how they're learning, and that will really help, I think, them see that you're interested and know that they can come to you.
Yeah, I agree 100% on that. That's a really good tip. some of that is finding the rhythm of what works within your family and with your child in particular. I know for us, the asking the question right away it's not good. It's not helpful. You get that. How is school? Good. What'd you do? Stuff. Like, all right, we are making so much headway here. But for us, like, bedtime is the time where we can really have those conversations. So with school, right, it comes a little bit earlier. Bedtime does for our younger kids and for me too. But we just carve out a couple more minutes with that so that we can have those conversations. And especially my daughter is way more talkative at bedtime because, you know, she'll do anything pretty much that she can in her power to try to prolong that. And then you talked about praying for your kids too. One of the prayers that I like to equip with my kids comes out of scripture, and it's from Psalm 143:8. And it says, "Let the morning bring me your word of unfailing love, for I've put my trust in you. Show me the way that I should go, for to you I entrust my life." And I just want my kids to know when I'm home with them in the morning, which is a couple of the days during the week, focus on God. Like, if you start your day out, just like for us, if we start our day out in prayer, in God's word, it kind of sets the tone for the day. It sets you off on that right step forward. It gives you that forefront in your mind, that intentionality to go about the rest of your day, which is super important, right? It puts us off to the good step of whatever it is, and praying, yeah.
Well, I was thinking, you know, as you're talking about praying, we should pray for kids since it is the first day of school and all that. Yeah. We can pray for our parents and close out that way. But one of the things that I think maybe parents can be praying for their kids is pray that they make good friendships. Mm-hmm. Some friends that are solid, friends that will, you know, hold them accountable if they're doing something stupid or being a bully and that kind of stuff.
Well, and I'd add into that too, pray that they're being watchful for those kids that do need friends.
Yeah.
You know, the kid that's sitting alone at the lunch table or the one that's all by himself or herself at recess that just, you know, there's so much of the depression and that kind of thing nowadays. And it was around when we were kids too, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But saying hi to somebody, hey, you want to eat with us, can change a life, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, as parents, we can pray that our kids get favor and that they would be liked by their teachers. And because that can go a long way. Mm-hmm. As a kid has a favorable experience in a class because of their relationship with their teacher. And even my wife's mom would pray that if her kids did anything wrong, that they would get caught. Not a bad thing to pray.
Depends on what kind of kid you are. I wouldn't have appreciated that one as a kid.
So let's just take some time and we're just going to pray because, you know, this is a significant day and new start to new routines. So, Lord, we just come before you and we ask that you would bless our kids, bless students. And Lord, I pray that you would help them to accomplish great things in seeking to understand the concepts that they'll be learning. And Lord, that they would really try hard and really use the gifts and talents that you've given to them so that they can grasp and have knowledge and understand how to apply that knowledge and have wisdom that will be helpful in other areas of their lives. Lord, we pray for the social situation that you bless their friendships, bless their interactions with their peers, that they could have, you know, solid support systems in that way. And Lord, that they would enjoy those social times, that they have fun. But Lord, ultimately, they would choose to live out their faith in you. And Lord, I pray for us parents that we could get things back in on schedule and get our family life all squared away. And Lord, that we would take the extra time to really probe and ask our kids how school went and what they're thinking. And Lord, continue to deepen our relationship with our kids. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would bless this school year and bless this study and all the things that will be happening and just the getting back to the normal schedule of things.
And Father God, we lift up our teachers to you too, Lord. We lift up the administrators, the principals, the staff, the faculty that are going to be pouring into our kids, Lord. May you guide them well. May you lead them. May you allow them to be a blessing in the lives of our kids, Lord. God, we just pray that this school year would be something that blesses every student, that they would grow in their knowledge and their wisdom, but that they would grow in their compassion and their kindness, Lord, too. And we pray for that those students that do know who you are, Lord, let them be a light. Let them shine the light of Jesus where they go. Let them be bold in caring for their classmates, in showing compassion for them and loving them, and just sharing the good news of Jesus with them. God, we entrust our kids to you. As parents, when the kids are at school, they're out of our care, and we just need to trust you with our children. And even in that, Lord, we say that they're our children, but we know full well, really, that you're yours, they're yours, Lord. And we just ask that you would be guiding them, protecting them, loving them, and watching over them this school year. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to us.
Yeah, and if you ever have a topic you'd love for us to address, you can always email us, or email Travis, as we like to say, at travis@evangelhoden.org. And so, yeah, that'll be it for us for this week. So thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.